哎，平安，下午好。好，感谢主哈。刚刚呢，我们在听到刚刚的 worship team 的时候哈，刚刚他们在赞美敬拜的时候，看到第三首歌是非常难唱的哈。那个他们礼拜二就跟我讲了，那他们要唱这三首歌，我说第三首歌很难呢。
The third one is a very difficult one, as they told me.Tuesday, I informed them.
但是刚刚我听到非常的和谐，非常的好听哈。
But it was performed in harmony. It was very good.
我刚问他你们练了多少次？我相信哦，不止十遍，十遍以上。
I asked them how many times you've been practiced together. I believe it's more than 10 times.
不止他们唱啊，还有打鼓的，还有诗琴哈，四个人一起配搭。
It's not only two of the.Song leader also requires the pianist and the drum performer.
弟兄姐妹不简单。
It's not easy.
但他们做到了哈。
But they
can
finish well.
很感谢神呢，我上个礼拜去希腊宣教十天，然后这次有去哥林多教会，谢谢弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
I was grateful that God led me to a mission trip to Greece last week, and I've been to Corinthian.
我在希腊的时候呢，是没有暖气的，所以呢，他们是零度 C 哈。
There was no air condition at the temperature of zero Celsius.
因为他们很穷，你知道，他们没有，他们那个每一家哈都不敢开那个暖气，因为那个太费电了哈。所以呢，我就在这个极寒冷的天气之下安然度过十天，而且睡得很平安，感谢主。
Because of a difficult economic situation, people's they welcomed us. Were afraid to turn on the air condition because of the high cost of the electricity. So I was survived with a 0 degree temperature and had very peaceful night sleep.
好，今天我要跟大家讲的那个题目是在哥林多前书十二章，因为我亲自去哥林多这个地方去看了一下哈，然后知道保罗他为什么要写哥林多前书。
Today's topic will be among the first.Corinthians chapter 12 because I've been to Corinth and I understand why Paul, Apostle Paul would write this letter to the
Okay, 我今天的题目是我们能彼此配搭服事是因为
And the topic of today is we must serve together because
Okay, 好我们先来这个来读经哈这个十二节哈，双数是念中文，那单数呢用英文来念哈，我们用集音的方式来念。
Let's read the even verse that let's read by Chinese and the odd number verse read by English.
好，十二节哈，十二节，我们大家一起念哈。就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样
13. For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
If foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less part of the body.
设若耳说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他也不能因此就不属乎身子了
If the whole body were an eye where would be hearing be If the whole body were hearing where would the sense of smell be
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身上
If they were all one member where would the body be
但如今肢体是多的身子却是一个
And the eye cannot say to the hand I have no need of you Or again the head said to the feet I have no need of you
不但如此身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的
And those members of body which were deemed less honorable On these we bestow more abundant honorAnd our less presentable members become much more presentable.
我们俱美的肢体自然用不着装饰， 但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺缺的肢体。
So that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another.
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Now you are Christ's body and individually members of it.
神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
Or are not apostles, are they? Or are not prophets, are they? Or are not teachers, are they? Or are not workers of miracles, are they?
岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？
But earnestly desire the greater gifts and show you a still more excellent way.
好，第三十一节，你们要切切求那更大的恩赐。这个恩赐 God bless you 是复数，就是第十四章。好，那我现今把最妙的道指示你们，就是十三章爱。这些经文大家都读过，都非常熟的哈。但我今天不是在讲恩赐，我今天呢讲一个概念，叫做属灵的事。事实上呢，在这个哥林多前书十二章呢第一节哈，这边在讲到弟兄们呢，十二章第一节哈，弟兄们论到属灵的事上，这边翻译恩赐，事上属灵的事，我不愿意你们不明白。你们做外邦人的时候啊，这指哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，在做外邦人的时候呢，随时被牵引受迷惑去服侍那亚巴偶像，这是你们知道的。那这个是保罗要写哥林多教会的最主要的原因，是我希望弟兄姐妹能够知道属灵的事。
I hope the brothers and sisters you would understand the spiritual gifts and the things about it. In chapter 12 First Corinthians, Paul said, with regards to spiritual gifts, brother, sister, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were often led astray by speechless idols, however you were led.
OK, 好，所以呢，到了，所以我今天要讲一个概念，就是保罗在哥林多前书十二章讲的一个teamwork, 就是团队的一个概念。
So today I'll present teamwork in a new form according to Apostle Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我是上个礼拜天到哥林多，然后跟希腊人去参加希腊教会哈，然后呢希腊人亲自讲给我听的哈，很有趣哈。这个是医治的神哈，叫做 Asclepius.
Okay, last Sunday I went to Greece.
Asclepius.
By the Greek people to their gathering, and they show me this picture about the god of healing.
Okay, 所以呢，希腊人呢，他们崇尚大概有十二个神哈，我不知道你们知不知道，希腊神话有十二个神，这其中之一个。
If you know the myths of the Greek, there were 12 gods, and this is one of them.
你知道哈，他们还没有信那个耶稣基督的时候呢，他们什么神都拜。
Before they convert to Christian, they believe in all kinds of gods.
就是跟我们中国人一样吗？财神爷我们也去拜一拜 ，OK？ 然后呢，过年一开始先拜个财神爷，然后一拜了之后呢，哦，今年呢大发财运，对不对？一样的道理。
Just like many Chinese, we worship many idols.And in the new year, many people like worship God of riches.
我不知道哈，大家在这个微券上面哈，过年大年初一的时候，你收到多少封要拜财神爷的这个 message?
I don't know how many of you had WeChat during the new year, and how many of you receive the message like worship the idol of.Rich
God, OK. 他上面说，如果你把这个 message 呢发给十个人，哇，你再接着下来十天，你就会走运了。
If you forward this message to ten of your friends, then you will be very lucky in the coming days.
请问一下，我们跟哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹半斤八两。
So we're very close, in a close situation as Corinthians people.
Okay, 所以我收到这个财神爷的 message 呢，我就跳过去哈。OK， 我就没有再转发了哈。我不知道各位多少弟兄姐妹继续转发下去哈。
When I got this message, I stopped forwarding because I don't believe it. I don't know any of you. How do you deal with it?
这张图片呢，可以看到哈，很多什么肢体哈，很多肢体。
In this picture, we see a lot of members of body.
这是在那个哥林多古迹里面的一个博物馆，然后呢，有一个房间，全部是这些肢体。
There was a room in a museum in Corinth.
哎，我就觉得很好奇哈。
Display these kind of members of body.
这些肢体是从地底下挖出来。哥林多那个废墟呢，只挖掘了5%。
These are artifacts from the architecture work, and actually there are many of these, only 5% are from Corinth.
Okay, 他们这肢体是怎么样哈？当有人呢，那个腿啊，痛，或是手痛，或是哪里痛，他就做一个模型，然后献给这个神。Oxyopios, 这个医治的神。
The tradition was if you have pain in one member of your body and you just duplicate one, like one of these, and use these to dedicate to that God of healing.
所以在哥林多前书十二章第二节的时候呢，上面说你们那时候做外邦人的时候，谁是被牵引受迷惑去服侍那亚巴的神，也不是就是在讲我们吗？我们在还没有信主的时候，我们不是也是在服侍财神爷吗？关公吗？一样的道理，为的是什么？求一个平安。
Similar situation among us as to the Corinthians, as the second verse of chapter 12 said, you know that when you were pagans, you were often led astray by speechless idol. However, you were led.And we're in a similar situation when we before we believe in Jesus, we often worship those idols of riches and alike.
Okay, 所以后来保罗呢就发现在哥林多教会出了很多的问题，因此呢他就用当时的一些现况呢来写了这一个很简单的一个概念，就是身体的概念。
Because of idol worship, There were a lot of challenge in the Corinthian church. Because of that, Paul wrote the letter to Corinthians, and based on the situation of that.
好，那在今天周报，我这边有三个大纲哈。今天呢，我们能够彼此配搭服侍，是因为三个因素。第一个因素呢，就是我们都从一位圣灵受洗。
We can serve together because of three major points. The first is because we have been baptized by one spirit.
好，看看我们磐石教会哈，我们刚刚在波饼聚会的时候呢，我们英文堂跟中文堂一起在这地方波饼聚会。好，然后呢，有华人，也有美国人，但这个美国人呢，是有一个美国人哈，还有一个。在美国出生的华人，好，有老人家，有青少年，还有小孩子。所以刚刚我们在一起聚会，今天是很特别，一起聚会的时候，所有的人都在一起。
As we perform the Holy Communion, among us we have all different kinds of people. We have Chinese, American, and American-born Chinese, and old people's, young people, and even little kid.
好，所以在我们教会刚刚播饼的时候呢，你知道其他教会没有这个现象。其他教会英文堂 ，OK， 英文堂你们自己播饼；中文堂 ，OK， 中文堂自己播饼；广东堂的人播饼。因为什么呢？因为我们使用不同的语言嘛，所以我们又用我们的语言呢，在虽然是在同一个教会，但是呢，我们在不同的房间来播饼，但在磐石教会一个房间。一个圣灵， 一个受洗，领一个杯，领一个饼，这是我们磐石教会的唯一的特色。
A lot of Chinese church, the Holy Communion are conducted in according to the different languages. They're performed in the different rooms. Mandarin goes with Mandarin, and Cantonese goes with Cantonese, and English speaking goes with English speaking. But in our Rock Chinese church, we baptize into one Holy Spirit with one faith. We all come and participate in one cup and one bread.
Even 我们的学历也有不同啊。OK, 有博士，有硕士，有大学，有高中毕业的，还有初中毕业的。我们大家一起今天在这个会堂里面一起擘饼聚会，一起聚会，这是其他教会所没有的。但是我们磐石教会，大家一起在这地方擘饼聚会。
And our education background are very different. Here, we have doctors, masters, bachelors, high school graduates, or in high school, or even in middle school.
好，第二点呢？第二点是说，我们都属于一个身体。
And the second major point is because we belong to the same body, so we can serve together.
好，中间这个照片呢，我不知道大家你有没有在这个里面哈？如果没有的话，就代表我们需要重新再照一张照片。这一张是我们全家福，2009年。我相信各位那个时候看到 Michael 还是小不点儿一个，现在已经哇这么高了。看到所有的这些青少年孩子，那个时候呢小不点儿一个，现在全部都上大学了，我们是一家人。
If you see that family reunion kind of picture, this is taken in 2009. It's and among thesePeople, you might see Michael as a little kid. Now he grown up as a young man, and many teenagers in there, they were a small kid at that time. So if you were not in this picture, means our church grown, and we need to have a new picture.
Okay, 这是一个全人呐、啊。然后基督耶稣是头，我们是身体。这四肢呢，我是用这个以弗所书一主一信一喜一神。
You can see this picture represented the whole body, and Jesus Christ as the head of the body, and the family pictures in the middle is of the body. The four limbs, according from the Ephesians chapter 4, it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
好，那在这段经文里面也有讲到哈，哎。十五节说，设若脚说我不是手，所以我不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子了。你们可以看英文哈，中文英文都有。
You can read the English. If the foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less I'm a part of the body.
保罗在这地方说 OK, 我不是手，所以我不属乎身子。哦，我实在没什么恩赐，我这个在磐石教会我好像不是属于这个教会，我不是属于这个身子。但是保罗在这地方说，不能因为这样子你就把脚砍掉了，你还是一个身体。
Paul here would try to let us know, don't undervalue yourself, says I'm no use, I'm not a hand, and I'm so weak, so I'm no use to this body, so I don't belong to this body, and actually that's not the case, you are part of it.
那感谢神啊，我们教会大概因为呢人呢不多 OK, 所以呢我们服侍大概 90% 的人都在服侍，所以呢大概 10% 没有服侍的是小小孩OK, 所以呢几乎应该没有一个弟兄姐妹说我什么都不行。
Because our church is so small, and it involves almost everyone, according to my estimation, it's probably 90%. Only the 10% not serving, they probably are the little kid.
OK, 这个呢我们刚在读这段经文的时候，当然也不可否认，还是有人会觉得说，哦，他恩赐非常大 ，OK， 可是我什么都没恩赐，我这个也不能做，我这个服侍我也不能做，很多的借口哈。因此，当你说 OK， 我这个脚我没有办法做的时候，因此这个身体怎么样，就没有功能了，教会就没有办法有任何功能了啊！这是我们的软弱，这是我们的借口。所以呢，当我们有很多的软弱，在很多软弱肢体在磐石教会的时候，很多的借口在我们磐石教会的时候，这个身体就怎么样，就没有功能了。
Okay, a lot of us may think I'm not that gifted as the other people, and so I couldn't really do much. If a lot of people think this way, then which means many members of the body undervalue themselves, and the whole body as a unit cannot perform functionally according to God's desire.
可是刚刚我们在读这段经文的时候，十八节是一个重点。十八节是怎么写？神随着自己的意思把肢体安排在身体上，所以我们在服事的时候，是不是我们的决定？不是，是神的智慧。神要把你安排在这个服事上，把你是安排在。后来，我发现一个事工呢，当有弟兄姐妹在负责的时候。然后这个事工在这个进行一段时间，可能一个月、两个月、半年的时候，结果弟兄姐妹说 ，"It's work"， 这个事工你做得非常好，是神的智慧，是神亲自在安排我们的服事。
Sometimes we may think, we are choosing, to be a part of the body as one of the member.And actually, in verse 18, it says, it is not us, but as a matter of fact, God has placed each of the members in the body as he decided, according to his wisdom.
Okay, 所以我举个例哈，我们的诗班今年刚成立，其实从去年Christmas 就成立了哈，那有二十几个人参加。
For example, our choir has about 20 members. It started last Christmas.
那去年呢，这个二十几个人参加，大家也听了哈，非常好。那他们只唱一个音，但是今年的复活节他们分四部。
Okay, at that time, our choir had about 20 members. It sang in unison, but this Easter, the choir will perform in four division with all the four parts.
所以呢，诗班已经练了两次了，对不对？好，练了两次了嘛，哈啊。那第一次呢，练诗班的时候要分部，哈，分部。结果是谁在分？是指挥，指挥是他非常有智慧，他非常懂每个人的音域，所以是他来分配这四部。
Our choir has been practiced for the Easter for two times already, and all these four parts are assigned by the conductor.She has the wisdom to know what's the best suitable part for each of the member.
Okay, 可不可以说哦，我喜欢唱第一部，然后我的声音呢不怎么样啊？指挥我可以唱第二部或者第三部。哎，你知道吗？我们是会想要那个按照我们自己的喜好去做我们自己要做的事情，但是呢，诗班的指挥知道你放在哪一个位置是最好。
A lot of time, we desire what we want to do, just as, for example, for me, I want to sing soprano, but I don't have the high pitch, so it's not good. The conductor may sign me for an alto part, so, and we need to know that.Who knows the best?
Okay, 所以呢，有二十多个弟兄姐妹要练习的时候是不容易，而且又是四步哈。当发生练习已经做过了哈，然后开始要练习的时候，可能呢他站在中间，然后呢听到二十几个人唱歌的时候，啦啦啦啦啦，哈哈，啦啦啦啦啦，他马上听到这个地方有一个人那音不对，哈哈哈哈哈，不对。那个不对，做诗班的指挥站在中间，很清楚可以知道哪个人不对，哪个人唱对了。然后呢，他要调度万有，让这个诗班呢发挥功用。
When the conductor can lead the practice, She will hear everyone's voice. She knows which part is off pitch, off tone, off rhythm, and she will give the correction and make sure everyone can sing into harmony.
好，这个呢是什么？打高尔夫球哈。那知道我们教会的几个牧者都很喜欢打高尔夫球。那去年呢，我记得是暑假的时候，这个 Paul 呢，请我们几个牧者哈，还有长老，我们去打高尔夫球哈。好，那个谢谢 Paul 哈。那个其实我高尔夫球我是打得不错的哈，他打得比我更好。OK， 那我们在这个练习的时候呢，哎 ，Paul 哈，他观察我们每一个牧者跟我们的 family。大概观察我们一个小时，我们怎么去挥杆，我们怎么去打。一个小时过后之后呢，他就开始分组，好，分三个组哈，然后呢，我们就比赛了。
I remember last summer, Paul organized a golf game among church leaders. So it was a very fun time, and I think I played pretty well, but Paul was way better. And he observed us for about an hour and see how we strike.And according to our ability, he divided us into three groups. So we started a game.
Okay, 当我们在比赛的时候，这三个 group 的时候，他很有智慧，因为他很会打，所以他把这个这个很强的跟很弱的放在一组哈，就是他很会分了三个组。结果我们比赛完之后呢，大家怎么样？皆大欢喜。
Because he could play so well, he understand everyone.Of us ability, so he organized three groups accordingly. So at the end, we are all very pleased with the result.
弟兄姐妹，在教会的服事也一样。当有智慧的人被圣灵充满，他知道你的恩赐在哪里的时候，你的能力在哪里的时候，他按照我们的按照教会的需要呢，然后分派到我们每一个职位 ministry.
It's same as the.In the church service, a lot of leaders, they led by the Holy Spirit and see the gift in you. And when those leaders approach to you and tell you about your gift and the ability you can use in the service, and you...you need to listen to them.
好，第三个就是我们都彼此需要。
The third one is we need one another.
我们彼此需要什么？我们彼此需要帮助。
We need each other for help.
我们要彼此尊重对方。
We need, we must respect each other.
我们要彼此的鼓励对方。
We should encourage each other.
譬如说我在这地方讲到，我需要陈吉姐妹帮我翻译。
As I'm preaching here now, I need a translator.
我在这地方讲到，我需要 AV room 的同工帮我把麦克风打开来。
And when I'm preaching, I need the support of AV support of the microphone.
这样的弟兄姐妹就听到我在讲什么东西。
So every one of you can hear what I'm preaching.
否则如果他罢工 ,AB room 的同工也罢工的话。
If the translator or the AV tech refuse to work with me. Then that would be the situation. You only see her mouth moving.
你们听不到我在讲什么。
You won't be able to hear
所以我们需要帮助，我们需要彼此的帮助。
So we need each other for help.
这是磐石教会呢，我们需要啊，再跨一步，我们要彼此帮助，然后彼此鼓励，彼此尊重。
So we need to step forward to help each other, respect each other.
其实我们读经，大家都读过这个哥林多前书十二章，然后接着下来十三章是爱。我们都知道要彼此相爱，我们都知道要彼此鼓励，我们都知道那个不可以去伤害别人，我们都知道啊。
And we've been reading a Bible, especially Corinthians, many times, especially chapter 13 is about love, and we know we need to love each other, respect each other, and not hurting each other. We all know it.
但是，请问一下，各位在磐石教会，你有没有听到一句很可能常常也有人说，我不需要你的帮助。
I don't know if you heard in our church and saying, "Oh, I don't need your help."
我才不在乎你呢。
I don't even care.
我不知道你们在磐石教会有没有听到有人跟你讲这些话。
I don't know if you have heard someone saying these kind of words.
这是代表我们的骄傲，因为呢，我什么都会做了，我不需要你的帮助，我不需要你的可怜，我不需要你任何东西，我都可以做了，这是我们的骄傲。
Coming out of our pride, we refuse other people's help and think we're capable of doing anything. I don't need your empathy.
我讲我的见证哈，那个2003年11月份，我做传道是2012年11月开始做传道，做磐石教会的传道。
I started to be
minister.
Minister 2002, this thing happened.
2012,
and this things happened in
2013. 13, okay. 2013年的11月份的长职同工。
It happened in the November of Deacons Meeting in 2013.
我第一年做传道呢，很沮丧。
I was depressed.
因为我觉得神，你要我在磐石教会要做什么？
I don't know what God wanted me to do.
我好像我没有什么功能啊。
I didn't know what I could do.
然后呢，什么事我都没有做起来，所有的事工我都没有做起来。
It seems there are a lot of service, but I don't know how can I involve and get it done.
那每一次的长职同工呢，我们三个牧者都要轮流要报告。我这个月呢，我做了些什么事情
？During the deacons meeting, all the ministers. Three minister needs to report their result.
我就在那个十一月份的长职同工，然后我正要开口要报告的时候
，During that November deacons meeting, I was started to report my work.
那 Paul 就跟我讲了一句话
，And Paul told me,
"Sister Wei, do you need help?"
Paul 问我徐薇姐妹，你需要什么帮忙吗
？This is a very simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题。
But at that time, that simple question was very, very touched my heart.
虽然是一个简单的问题，但是这个简单的问题是深深的打动了我的心。
That's the beginning of the CC meeting.
这是长职同工的。开会之前
And I just talked to Paul. Yes, I need your help.
我告诉 Paul 我需要你的帮忙
And even I didn't know any detail of the CC meeting.
虽然我不知道任何有关长职会的细节
This is not normal for me, because every time the CC meeting, I remember everything.
对我来讲很不寻常，因为我通常都会记得长职会的每一个细节，但是这次我记不住。
After meeting and I went back home.
会议结束后我回家。
I driving, and suddenly I heard God's voice. God asked me, "Wait, do you need help?"
在我开车回家的时候，我听见神的声音问我徐薇，你需要帮忙吗
？I cry.
我哭了。
And I talked to the Lord. Yes, Lord, I need your help.
我跟神说，是的，主，我需要你的帮助。
So we need the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的帮助。
We need the God's wisdom.
我们需要神的智慧。
We need the God's love.
我们需要上帝的爱。
Even Paul is not the Chinese congregation pastor.
虽然 Paul 不是中文堂的牧师。
He in charge in the upstairs.
他是负责楼上青少年。
I work for the Chinese congregation.
我是在中文 堂服侍。
But God, the Holy Spirit, through the Paul, speak to me.
但是上帝的灵通过 Paul 向我说话。
And during the year 2014,
在2014年
I know God's helped me.
我知道上帝帮助了我。
Through the brothers and sisters.
通过诸位弟兄姐妹。
And we work together and accomplish the church ministries.
我们一起同工啊，做了许多教会的啊服事。
So today I will just speak one clear message for everybody.
今天我要跟大家说一个啊清楚简单的啊信息。
God gave me the one the vision is a teamwork.
上帝告诉我的是要团队工作。
So we can start this new vision from year 2015.
我们在2015年我们同样带着这个意向使命。
So we can see this picture. Okay, on the left-hand side is just one body, but it's not function.
在投影片上左边的是一个人的照片，它没有任何功用。
But we, through the Holy Spirit, through the God's wisdom, through the God's love, from the no function become the functional.
借着圣灵上帝的爱和智慧，我们可以从这个没有功能的单个的人成为一个有功能的团队。
I truly believe in year 2015, we have a lot of ministry is functional.
我相信在2015年我们会有很多有功用的服事。
And this is my message for today.
这是我今天的信息。
I wish everybody can pray, so I just open to everybody the use the English Chinese, you can use your language to pray to respond my message.
我希望在座的每一位都可以开口祷告，用你自己习惯的语言。
I wish this message can touch your heart.
我希望这个信息能够打动你的心。
And I just pray to the end.
然后我会做结束祷告。
Okay, so everybody, youth, I welcome the youth can pray.
所以大家祷告，青少年也欢迎一起参加祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, this message is very clear and can apply to our RCCA.
感谢你赐给我们清晰明了的信息，也让我们可以在教会里面应用。
So today we enjoy the table of the Lord.
感谢神，让我们能够享用你的主餐。
God help us to love each other.
神求你帮助我们能彼此相爱。
Help us to encourage each other.
帮助我们彼此鼓励。
So because we are the one body.
因为我们是一个身体。
Even we have many, many parts.
虽然我们有不同的肢体。
But we are the in one body.
但是我们是同一个身体。
One baptism, one faith, one Lord, one spirit.
一主一信一喜。
一神。
一神。
Jesus, we love you. We love you.
耶稣，我们爱你，爱你。
Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name.
感谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.